From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Brad with me, Eric Wiltshire, Lee G. Banks and Rachel Brunsdon. I am calm now. I am calm.
Uncle Eric is calm.
Oh, shut up.
Everybody calls Eric Uncle, you know, ladies and gentlemen. We all know what that means, don't we?
The last time this happened, do you remember when that was, Lee?
What happened? When?
We made a record a commercial years ago, Rachel, for skiing on the High Tatras.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I was the character that was a numpty and kept forgetting
typecast at all.
No. And I was forgetting my skis, and on this particular occasion, I was also going to go swimming later, to which my on-air recorded wife shouts, "Don't forget your swimming trunks, Eric!" And yeah. So everybody in the town around here goes, "Have you got your swimming trunks, Eric?"
But now they go, "Have you got your swimming trunks, Uncle Eric?" It means that nobody wants to tarry diddle with you.
Thank you very much. Train operators must pay passengers compensation for delays, even if it's not the firm's fault, says the European Court of Justice.
I don't understand that, do you?
Do
you understand that, Eric?
No.
Go on, Uncle.
It doesn't make a modicum of sense to me whatsoever.
Can I take a straw poll here?
Yes.
Please.
Anti hot pants, right?
Yes.
That sounds like you're against hot pants, actually, doesn't it? Anti Rachel. Do you understand how this could possibly come about?
I don't. I think this befuddles me. I'm befuddled.
I'm
befuddled as well.
This makes the least amount of sense of it. Like, usually, I'll confess something to you. Every week when you send me the run sheet, I'm confused by 99% of the content.
We can tell.
Because I'm very quiet. I'm here for the giggles. But I really don't understand this. I really don't understand this. And I read it and I thought, that just seems a bit stupid. Now, I know that I'm not that bright, but even that seems stupid to me.
Right. Okay. We have a message, a consensus here. It's very unusual for there to be a consensus on Postcard, but yeah, we've got one. European Court of Justice. You get this week's numpty award for a stupid thing to say.
I have to
Tools of the week.
Yes.
I do agree that the trained operators should be more responsible for delays.
Yes.
And should have some form of penalty against them. For instance, when I took a train to London a while ago, the train, it was a Virgin train, and it broke down at Milton Keynes, I think.
Right.
And we were stranded there for 2.5 hours until another train came to pick us up. And that broke down just outside Milton Keynes, where we were stranded again, until they sent a coach for us to take us the rest of our journey.
Right.
On the way back, the train we were on then broke down as well. And that's how British Rail and
Lee, you're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point.
Yes, you are, because this is...
It's one load of rubbish!
This action was taken against an Austrian train company.
Oh, I'm not missing that point. Responsible.
No, I agree. But the thing is, a train from...
Well, not as responsible as this.
A train... You can get a train that goes from Vienna through the tunnel, effectively, and on to England.
Yes.
Now, it's like doing a maths problem.
Yeah. So, therefore, you start in Austria, you then go on to German lines, and let's suppose there's a problem with the German lines, the power's gone off, something like that, and the Austrian train is then stopped because it hasn't got any electric. It can't be the fault of the Austrian because you've been delayed.
That's exactly the point I was making.
It's intercontinental issues. That's silly.
It's even easier than that. What if a car breaks down on the track and the train is halted because of that? Who's responsible? The train driver or the train operator or the car driver?
The car
Who's
driver.
Responsible? Of course he is. That's the point I'm making. But what I'm saying is they should be made more responsible. We couldn't get compensation for those three journeys that delayed us, ruined the trip to London and delayed us by... 4.5 hours. We couldn't get any compensation.
Well, I did, so Virgin. I did.
I wrote to Richard Branson and told him that he would be happier playing with a Hornby 00 in his attic rather than running a train company. Yeah. And we actually then got compensation off them. We got tickets, first class tickets to anywhere in the country. So we went to... Yeah, Scotland was the furthest place we could think of going. But yeah, but that was only because we had to push for it. There was no real right to compensation.
When you had to proactively achieve your compensation.
Yeah, and when we were on a plane, when we flew out with a one-way ticket to Spain, the plane was delayed by 2 hours. We were just under the period for claiming compensation. And we didn't even get a glass of water. These people do need taking to task. But this is ludicrous.
I agree. Something else that's kind of ludicrous but funny. Jeremy Clarkson has threatened... Jeremy Clarkson has threatened... to stand for Parliament against Labour leader Ed Miliband in his own seat.
Good luck, you idiot. Good luck, you idiot.
I'll tell you what.
Who's an idiot? Miliband or Jeremy?
Good luck. Yeah, he's an idiot. He's an absolute pillock. He should be ripped off television because it's a foolish programme and he's a pillock. And he's also got a man bigger than...
What? Have you got it?
Say that.
No.
Jeremy Clarkson. She's calling him a gentleman sausage.
Where's your husband, woman?
Yeah, where is he?
He's going. Yeah,
he's out the door.
I know what it is.
He's gone indoors.
He's gone out to the other room.
No, this is ridiculous because we've got a gentleman here.
Yeah.
We've got a gentleman here called Clive Palmer. I don't know if you know of him. He's one of these billionaires who's a complete douche. He ran in the federal election. He may or may not win the seat of Fairfax. He's doing things like building the Titanic 2. And
oh, yeah, I read about him.
He's one of these idiots that got lucky on one investment and has made millions and millions of dollars, and he's an absolute plonker. This reminds me of the exact same situation. Getting people like idiots like this into Parliament is dangerous, and there's nothing worse than an idiot than a dangerous idiot.
Well, which is more dangerous? Ed Miliband or Jeremy Clarkson? At least you get a laugh off Jeremy Clarkson. At least he's entertaining, not like this drippy idiot with teeth hanging out like a tortoise.
Politicians aren't supposed to be entertaining, and this if Jeremy Clarkson's entertaining, then I'm got bits of anatomy that I shouldn't actually have.
You're a woman. Man in this world, Jeremy Clarkson is a figure to be looked
at. He's a hero.
He's a hero.
Yes.
We bow to you, Jeremy.
We love you, Jeremy. Oh, yes, we do.
One of seven. He and Julian Assange should have babies.
Oh, my word. But I'll tell you, I know Jeremy Clarkson won't do it, because he won't. It's a stunt. But if he did... I reckon he'd win.
Well, like he says, he just walks against the wall and shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Peter Garrett when he won his seat here. Peter Garrett won because he was the lead singer of Midnight Oil. That he won for no other reason.
Yeah. Yeah, but he might be good. You know, he might wake up a parliament and stop them sitting there going, have you ever heard the British Parliament, Rage?
Yeah, it's boring.
He goes, oi, ar, 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 ar. That's all they do.
Well, that's a political debate. I understood what you were saying. That's just a political debate. What about that American bloke who became president, who was a B-movie actor?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. He did the world a lot of good, didn't he?
Well, they are.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, look what he did.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, see what he's done. Clint Eastwood, look at them all. They're all famous and they're all changing the world and doing
things. He was a mayor. Jerry Springer was a mayor, for goodness sakes. Politics.
Jerry Springer, the man who understands family life. Exactly. These are the kinds of people we want in Parliament. Jerry Springer, Jeremy Clarkson and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That'll put the world on its feet.
Absolutely. Now, I'll tell you what, Lee... Better idea.
Go on.
Me and you will run it.
Well, we have tried to run it from here before, haven't we?
Well, we did, but nobody voted for us.
I voted for you.
I know, and I voted for you, but nobody else did.
I don't believe he did, Rachel, you know. I reckon he didn't vote for me. He's just saying...
I would have.
Rachel, don't tell him I didn't vote for him.
See, I just told you that, Rachel. Don't eat it, Sam, because I'll get upset.
Because
he got the secret vote.
Yeah.
He thinks you won't know. Well, I do know.
I would have voted for you because you would have been the only name on the ballot I would have known.
Well, that's true.
Which one? Uncle Eric or Sensual
Either
Lee?
Either of you. Sensual Lee. Sensual Marvin Lee. Lee.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, moving on. The brakes could be slammed on some parking spy cameras because Eric, larger than life Pickles, and that's not a joke. It's his name is Pickles, and he's in the current administration.
Say that. Why are you laughing at his name? There's lots of people called Pickles.
Pickles. He's a little Pickles.
There was a judge called Eric Pickles, and look at the pickle he got into.
Exactly. Anyway, I think we should applaud Eric Pickles because he's got fed up with overzealous local authorities using cameras to impose parking fines on people. And do you know what? And I'm sure this is the same everywhere on the planet. Once upon a life, we all used to shop in our town centres.
Yeah.
Then up comes out-of-town shopping malls.
Yeah.
And what is the solution that the councils have to this problem? Let's put parking charges in our towns.
That's right.
How ludicrous can you get?
It is totally ludicrous, and people should be fined. When I went into my local town yesterday in my Bentley, right, for the first time after it had missed me while I was in Spain.
And spent 83 quid on two bottles of wine and a loaf of bread.
Exactly, I'm glad you were listening.
Rachel, I didn't want to correct him earlier, but can you add up two 12s for me?
24.
And
I'll beat you to it.
And three.
Not on my day, you didn't.
and I'll give him 3 quid for a loaf of bread. How much is that?
That's 27.
Right, so.
I'll beat you again.
Right, so how much lower is that than 80 quid?
A lot. Must be GST.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, right. I had to buy a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of gin.
Yeah.
You know, back the pink thing, guys. You know how I was absent last week? I was absent last week because I was in Sydney. And Robbie and I were standing out of the front of the hotel having a puff on a cigarette and watching the world go by. And they've got these guys in Sydney called Rangers. And they're basically council guys, but they're called Rangers.
Wow. And are they by themselves?
They go in pairs and they at night time they photograph the license plate, they photograph your registration sticker, they photograph where you're parked, and they photograph the sign with the parking specifications on it at that particular time because there's so many people. They just spent the whole. I thought the puppy. Paparazzi were in town. They spent the whole time flashing up and down the road.
Jeez.
It was brilliant.
What kind of man would take a job on? That's like being a school monitor when you report everybody for eating wagon wheels and having a bag of crisps in class today. That is a despicable kind of a man who would take that job on. That's worse than being a parking warden.
Worth than being a narc.
But there again, if the new laws come in, thank you very much for the DJ cliche, if the new laws are taken up in the UK, the jobless will be forced to work for benefits. And do you know what? They're all up in arms about it in England. Oh my God, it's despicable.
You know what?
They're going to make people work.
They've just changed the system here. They only give you a very small portion of the benefit in cash,
mm-hmm.
and the rest goes on to what they call a basics card,
mm-hmm.
where you can purchase food, clothing, and the like, but you cannot purchase things like tobacco, alcohol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That way you don't take your whole pension and then go blow it, you know, on the pokey machines or drink it or smoke it or buy drugs with it or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're left with this, and they also take a portion of the money out and pay your rent for you and all that. So these people who are bludgeoning on this system all these years, it's of no use to them anymore. There's no point. There is no point at all. They don't benefit in any way unless they get a cash job.
Yep.
There's money under the table. There's no point. I think it's brilliant.
I applaud it, and I live in a society whereby if you're capable of working at any level, the local authority who pays out your money will give you a job. And it can be sweeping the roads, it can be picking up leaves in the autumn, it can be doing it all sorts of very, everything from there to administrative secretary work in an office for the council. Then you get...
There is a problem, though.
What?
Well, in Britain, I don't know if it's the same in Slovakia or the same in Australia, but very simply, the legislation says that somebody who's out of work or a receipt of benefits has to be available for... paid work.
Yep.
Like, for instance, if somebody is lucky enough, who's on the dole, for instance, or on benefits, is taken on holiday by the parents, say, they will lose the benefits for that fortnight or for the week when they're away because they're not available for work.
Right.
Now, if you're working in a second-rate little job cleaning toilets, council toilets, or sweeping the roads, you aren't actually available for work.
Ah, but they do. No. You are available for paid work because the minute you get a job, you leave the employ of the council who are paying your social security money.
Absolutely, yeah. But when do you actually go for the job interviews?
You know, they leave you time to do that. They leave you time, but every day you have to work. Yes, you do. Every
job.
Yes.
In principle, they do, but actually, the rigmarole, and I know this because of not personal experience of being out of work, but of personal experience of somebody who's in that situation. Mm-hmm. They were invited to a wedding in Poland and lost the benefits for that. They actually then...
No, we're at cross purposes.
No, listen, because they then had an opportunity to go for a job, right, yeah. When they got back.
Yeah.
Because they had work experience to do, they couldn't actually get the time off to go for the job interview.
Now, well, that's what happens in Slovakia differently. They give you the chance. If you're working for the council and you've got a job interview, they will give you the time to go for the interview. And that doesn't...
In principle, that's how it works here, but it doesn't always work that way.
Well, that's, you should moan about it then.
I just have, but you told me up and called me a big girl.
Oh dear! I just think it's a really good idea. So well done to the pensions minister or whatever he's called these days, IDS, because it just makes
IBS.
No, IDS.
IBS is what he looks like.
He's IDS, Ian Duncan Smith.
IBS.
Idea. Anyway, a climber has found, believe it or not, after 50 years, some jewellery worth £246,000
euros.
Oh, euros. Sorry,
pounds.
That's because I've got pounds in my head from earlier. I'm still.
How much is that in pounds, by the way? Because I always get confused with the euro thing.
It's two. I'm just said, Rachel. Will you listen?
I wasn't listening. I was doing maths.
Right.
£207,000.
It's a lot of money's worth. It was found on Mont Blanc. Two India airplanes crashed in the 1950s and 1966, funny enough. Yeah. And they found the debris, and within all this stuff, they found these jewels. The trouble is, the police, the gendarmerie, are giving it... There's no reward for this bloke.
Oh, that's just not true, Uncle Eric.
What?
No, what's happening... It's just the normal process that this is like in England, it would become whatever that stuff's called that isn't contraband, but it becomes treasure, whatever the word is, right? And that's what's happening over there. They are going to endeavour to try and find the legal owner of this property. Then, if they can't find the legal owner, it reverts to the mountaineer who actually found it.
Keepers, losers, weepers rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, the finest keepers rule has always been the same, though, hasn't it? If you can find the owner, then they get it back. If you can't, then you get it.
I think if you find money here in Australia, if you find money or a wallet or something
you've
like that,
you've got your hand in somebody else's pocket.
It's oops, sorry, sir. if you're a pickpocket, you're not very good at your job. But if you find a dropped wallet or and you hand it in to the police station, I think 3 months. They keep it, and then you get it.
Yeah.
Sure, that's right.
Okay. Anyway, we want to commend now. We're going to change tack. We are going to congratulate the leader of the opposition in England for being the best PR person this week. He's going to get this week's PR award because How else do you get positive PR for energy companies?
Ask, and look how much they've had to pay for it.
Ask Ed Miliband.
How much have they had to pay?
Yeah, but he'll give... The sympathy vote has gone to the energy companies in the UK because Ed Miliband tried to curtail their profits.
That man's an idiot.
And Jeremy Clarkson wants to turn everything solar?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, just have petrol runs power stations. Yeah. Yeah, but... Do you wish me to comment on this?
Go on,
please.
I will be incendiary about it. This Ed Miliband is probably one of the most ludicrous politicians to have ever been perpetrated on the UK.
That is not necessarily the views of the radio station. If you're a Conservative or Labour Party voter, please don't whinge at us.
It's also perhaps not my own personal views either. I'm just saying it. No, but he is. He thinks he's Tony Blair. That's all he thinks he is. He's a simpering idiot. And what he's done...
to be very much then.
He's come up with a plan to give us all of us in the UK, relief on our power bills.
How much a week is it?
It works out. It's 120 quid a year. I think that works out to... I forgot. No, it's not. It's 63p a day anyway. It's what it works out at.
Wow.
He's going to give us 63p a day. Do you know you can't even buy a newspaper for that? You can't even buy half a lager for that? You can't even buy a loaf of bread for that? What's the man talking about? And also, what he's actually done is cost already in one move £2 billion worth of value of the energy giants. Who are they going to get that back off? Us! Miliband, you're a maniac!
Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to be... Never mind my internet troubles. I'm going to be sitting in the dark soon because Northern Territory Power and Water has gone into receivership. Yes. I know. I gasped also when I heard this news 5 seconds ago from across the table from my research assistants. And they're apparently trying to privatise it, but we get a kickback with that carbon pricing, as Julia Gillard insisted on calling it, even though it is a carbon tax, which now Prime Minister, our new PM, our Prime Misogynist, Tony Abbott, is threatening to abolish, or promises to abolish, but we get a kickback from that. It's supposed to be some sort of relief in our bills, but there's no such relief. And as it stands, by candlelight anyway, so whatever.
It's good this week, isn't it? Anyway, a plane full of passengers were a bit scared when they found some pilots asleep when it was on autopilot.
They all fell asleep in the cockpit. Oh, that's nice. I mean, they were having a little cuddle, so they got the teddies in their arms. And
yeah.
So sweet. And all the little babies used to come up to the front and go, and pat them on the head and give them a little kissy-wissy, and everybody was happy. How lovely the pilots are asleep. We're all going to die!
Wasn't that like flying high? Didn't the inflatable ones, you know, inflate?
What? Inflatable what? Play.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't go there. I just think it's shocking. Just a little recap on last week when Lee and I were having an argument about water in outer space and bugs in outer space.
Oh, yeah. It's a kip.
Well, apparently Mr. Banks.
Yes.
They've found evidence. Dun, dun, dun. More nasty, silly little men going around with their dun, dun, dun stories.
Are you talking about astronauts?
No.
Rover, let Rover come over.
The conspiracy theorists will be off.
This is a conspiracy theory.
What? They'll be at it again now. They will.
No, they found water.
Go on.
They found water. Marvellous. That's it. That'll do. Yeah. That's the end of the story. Children, there's a big, massive outcry in the UK because... makes me angry. They say children are being pressured to buy online games.
Well, they are.
Oh, no, they're not. Oh, yes, they are. Let's look behind us. Look behind you. For goodness sake. For goodness sake. If you will employ a computer or pad or tablet as an unpaid babysitter, it's your fault, Mum and Dad.
It isn't. There was a kid, I've forgotten the kid's name, only this week it was revealed in a couple of hours of sitting there playing on some game, she downloaded 300 quid's worth of extras.
So what was she doing playing on a game on her own with the parents' details, the Wallies?
It's the children.
Every time I try and download something attached to my iPad or my phone, it asks me for my password.
That's a good idea.
Well, kids can do passwords.
Every single time. The iTunes store asks me for my password every single time. So unless this child knows the password, and if the child knows the password, it had to be told by the parents, sucked in parents.
Exactly. And the truth is...
It's the enticement of these companies. They entice people into these things. I have a snooker game on my iPad, which I am brilliant at. But every so often it says, would you like some extra games?
Will you two stop swearing?
I didn't swear.
You did.
iPad. Sorry, I got on a loop.
One has to exercise one's self-control.
Why can't you call it by its proper title? No, just call it its proper title, will you please?
Tablet.
No.
Rubbish.
Eye sheep.
Yes. So you, yeah, exactly. Now, I'm sorry, nobody will persuade me that kids should play unsupervised on any form of online device, especially with the adult's credit card details bolted into it. And don't forget, even on the iSheep store, you do not have to put a credit card in at all.
But isn't that surely the demonising of childhood in the world today through things like modern technology and Google and all the other things?
Parents should be taking their children to the park, I say.
Yeah, exactly.
Take them to the ice rink
in Emel Hempstead.
You didn't go and watch your children playing hopscotch and things like that. Then you stuck them in front of the telly and they get all fascinated by something on telly and demand they got it for Christmas. And this is just an extension of that thing.
Right, I've got to move on. I've got 1 minute left. I've got to do this story. Comedy tweets sucker iPhone owners who believe fake ads that claim the iOS 7 waterproofs their phones. It just goes to show how stupid, yes, the sheep are that buy these things to think that a piece of software can make it waterproof.
How? It didn't make mine waterproof, did it, when I dropped it down toilet?
No, you dropped yours in the bath, but that was a Nokia.
I know, I dropped my Nokia in the bath and then I put it on the fire to dry it out and melted it.
But it still worked.
It still works, it's amazing.
Yeah. So funnily enough, the top tip from this week's postcard from Pop Brad is if you're going to pour it, put it down the toilet or in the bath, don't use an iPhone.
And boil it.
And boil it, don't use an iPhone because it won't work. But a Nokia seems to do it. With that, we've got to take our leave. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
See you next week. Take care. Don't forget, Windows 8... app for RTI.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.